Reuters, most of emerging Asia and number 39's stocks and currencies rose on Wednesday after the Federal Reserve Chair Jerome Powell sounded less hawkish than expected overnight, with the South Korean won jumping for a third day on growing rate hike bets. The Thai baht, Malaysia and number 39's ringgit and the Taiwanese dollar rose 0.2% to 0.3%, while stock markets in South Korea, Indonesia and the Philippines climbed between 0.3% and 1.3%. The US dollar tumbled after Powell did not provide any new details on interest rates at a congressional hearing on his confirmation for a second term as the Fed and number 39's chair, adding that he believed the economy could handle tighter monetary policy and NBSP. But he said that policymakers were still debating approaches to reducing the central bank and number 39's balance sheet, which could take 2, 3 or 4 meetings to decide. And quote, market expectations for the Fed and number 39's rate hike timeline remain largely unchanged after his speech, suggesting much has been priced for now, and the positive market reactions to policy tightening appears to suggest some acceptance, comma and quote, said Yep Jun Rong, market strategist at IG and NBSP. That boosted beaten down tech stocks the most on Wall Street, and South Korea and number 39's tech-heavy bourse Kospi tracked those gains to rise 1.4%, eyeing its best session in about 6 weeks. The one advanced 0.4%, taking this week and number 39's gains to almost 1% ahead of the Bank of Korea policy review on Friday, where a 25 basis point hike to the benchmark interest rate was extremely likely. And NBSP. The one has also bounced since the South Korean finance ministry on Monday warned currency market movements were being closely watched after it traded at 1/1/2-year lows last week. In more positive news, China and number 39's factory gate inflation slowed more than expected in December. Though producer prices remain elevated, the cooling trend should provide room to the country and number 39's central bank to loosen monetary policy. The yuan firmed 0.1% and Shanghai stocks climbed 0.3% on the possibility of more stimulus as the world and number 39's second largest economy grapples with property woes, COVID-19 outbreaks and a manufacturing slowdown. And NBSP. Defying the trend, the Philippine peso slid 0.4% as the net oil importing country and number 39's currency was hurt by crude prices surging 4% on hopes the spread of the Omicron variant would not derail a global demand recovery. The peso is already under pressure from the nation and number 39's widening trade deficit, which was mostly due to a very high fuel import bill.